To pick up where we left off yesterday in the dawning 1500s at the bottom of a crevasse in the woods atop Missouri's Roark Mountain, the Osage Indians discovered a hole in the world. They discovered the entrance to a mysterious, unexplored cavern. Well, that cave would remain unexplored for centuries more, even after the first white eyes beheld the abyss in the Ozarks. For as they had in centuries past, strange echoing sounds continued to rise from the seemingly bottomless blackness, and each evening at twilight, winged creatures of the night would explode by the thousands from the so-called Devil's Den. But then, in 1869, curious Missouri miners laid a log across the opening and tied a rope to the log and one by one lowered themselves into the unknown. 20 feet of rope. Then 40 feet. Still no bottom to the yawning subterranean chamber. 100 feet. Then 200 feet. And at last the first trembling miner stood on the floor of the immense space, so vast that not even lantern light could penetrate the gloom. Still, and for the first time in the history of the world, the incredible darkness beneath southwestern Missouri had been probed by 19th century astronauts, and with their first faltering footsteps began the journey into a new era. Superstition was about to be replaced by commercialism. A succession of entrepreneurs suggested ways to get rich mining the cave, but it was not until T. Hodges Jones purchased the property in 1884 that operations actually began. At the bottom of the first enormous cavern had accumulated tons of natural fertilizer in the form of bat dung. With its high nitrate content, it could also be used for gunpowder after processing. It took 3 years for the miners to remove all of it. And yet, while the mining company had managed to show a profit for their efforts, nobody got rich on it. Then somebody recalled that the original explorers had suspected the presence of marble. And indeed, if this were true, such a cave, the dimensions of its first chamber alone, measuring hundreds of feet in all directions, would yield a fortune. But the white stuff protruding in some places turned out not to be marble, but limestone. Neither was there lead in the caverns, as had once been hoped. And thus did the miners lose their jobs and the investors their investments. The nearby community became a ghost town, the Devil's Den having awakened only briefly, squinting in the glow of kerosene lamps, returned to its slumber. But not forever. Today in southwestern Missouri, near a town called Branson, is a time machine known as Silver Dollar City, Midwestern America's most popular theme park. Amid 2,000 acres of green space are 40 acres of 100-year-old furniture mills and blacksmith shops and bakeries and log churches. More than 1.5 million visitors visit yesterday there each year. And near the entrance, just past the 200 acres of parking lots, is a crevasse in the forest floor and the yawning entrance to what once was called the Devil's Den and what's now called Marville Cave. And you can tour through it now. And as the millions who already have and who will may attest, the Missouri miners of the 19th century were wrong. There was no marble. There was no lead. There was no gold. And the bat doo-doo was worth nothing at all, but Marville Cave, majestic and magnificent, is worth infinitely more. Utterly empty. And now you know the rest of the story.